So right now we are about to launch a new product, and it's, you know, we don't use the word nervous over there at Never Settle Productions and Mario Armstrong Media. We don't use the word nervous, right? We're energized. We're excited. You replace the word nervous with energized, or you replace the word nervous with excited. Like, I'm not nervous. I'm excited. So I'm excited about a new digital product that we're going to be putting out. This is not just a new digital product. It's a brand new category for us. We have always built our businesses. We have two. We built our companies based off of getting sponsorship dollars from brands to fund our ideas. Yeah, we dipped into some personal savings along the way, but we would use corporate sponsorship brand money. We've become really experts at uncovering the process and how to do this formula. So we're making a course about that. The story that I want to share with you, though, is not just that we're making this course. This isn't meant to be a promotion for the course. However, I will say this real quick. If you are interested in the course or want to know more about how you can actually get sponsorship funding and sponsorship dollars to give you money for your ideas and your projects, then just go to marioarmstrong.com/courses and drop your email. We'll be updating you soon with all the courses that I'm going to be dropping. But go to marioarmstrong.com/courses. All right. And you can see if it's something that fits for you or not. Back to the story. One of the things that I do four times a year is I survey our audiences, no matter where they are, social, different places. We survey our audiences. Some of you know this because you've been a part of these surveys and you've answered them before. We use Google Forms. It's free, easy to use, but we're always thinking about what is the goal and the purpose of the survey. In the case of launching this new product, we're trying to find out who, in fact, is having problems securing funding for their ideas and what kind of problems are they facing when they're trying to get funding. So that helps inform me and how I'm putting together some of the answers within the course. Yes, we have a wealth of expertise and knowledge already, but why do we do the Google form? Why do we do forms and surveys? Because you get nuanced data. You get things that you miss. You get things that you've overlooked. You get to see trends. When multiple people start saying or feeling something similar, you get to identify trends. So all of this is really great data coming in to give you more information about your idea, your service, your product, your pitch, your thing. And so I just really wanted to make sure that today's episode came through clear, that you all need to be spending more time surveying your existing audience. Too many of you are not doing enough surveying. You're not getting enough data and enough insight from the people that are experiencing your services and your products. So I really wanted this to be a reminder episode for many of you to really take a look at Google Forms, something very simple. One thing that I would caution you on is if you're going to do this, that you make sure that you understand the goal of the survey. This is why we do four different ones. One goal for our services, hey, I've been delivering, you know, inspirational, motivational, and entrepreneurial content. What's working for you? What's not? Out of these things, what means the most to you? Out of these topics, which do you like? Which don't you like? What's the one topic that you've heard that really still resonates with you? What is something that you haven't seen me do that you would like me to do? These are very specific, strategic questions to give us insight on what is relevant to you for that particular goal. This goal for this survey, for the new product, is more based around the actual context of the product, creating a course to help you get brand sponsorship money to fund your ideas. So now we're doing a survey asking people, what's your process like when you go out to get funding for your business ideas? What's been the biggest hangup? How do you deal with objections and no? How are you presenting and pitching yourself? Like, all of these questions are really giving us data and insights to a very specific context. So if you're going to do a Google survey or any survey tool, use SurveyMonkey, use MailChimp. I don't care what you use. Just use something to find out what your audience is feeling and what they're actually going through and what the trends and insights are to help inform you on opportunities, possibilities, and how you can be of better service to all of them. So that's my message. I'm sticking with it today. And another quick little shout out. If you do want to find out information about this incredible course, and I think this is going to be great for freelancers, entrepreneurs, creators, event planners, independent authors, anybody that creates content, social media influencers, podcasters, YouTubers, you name it. If you would like to really understand how you can get brand dollars, corporate brand dollars, which, by the way, they don't take up any equity in your company. They don't ask for any APR or any percentage rate or any interest, right? It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. So if this is of interest to you, go to MarioArmstrong.com/courses. And until then, make sure that you are surveying your audience so that you can create the most relevant information, services, and products for them. Peace. This podcast is all about helping you realize your vision. And Zenni is the nation's largest online provider of eyewear who helps you with your physical vision. So many styles, shapes, colors, starting at only $6.95 for prescription glasses, people. You can get multiple pair in that price. I did. I got sunglasses, too. You can use the virtual try-on, and you can see exactly how you're going to look. Bottom line, I want you to support Zenni.com. because they support us trying to go after our vision. Go to Zenni.com/Mario for my discount code.